What is the situation with the paper ballots?
So, unfortunately, we are out of paper ballots at a few of our polling locations. We had much higher than anticipated voter turnout today. We planned on 56% turnout, as that is historically about the highest that we do in Lincoln County. And right now, we're over 60%. So we do have a ballot on demand printer that we are printing more ballots and getting it out to the locations just as quickly as we can. So if someone is in line at 7 p.m., we will get them a ballot and they will be able to vote still. We just ask that they be patient.
Have you seen anything like this before, or have you encountered this where you've had to print more ballots mid-election day before?
No, sir, not in the 7 years that I've been the county clerk.
And what's the view at these polling places? We've seen other parts of the area, some long lines in some places around the block. Paint a little bit of a picture of what you're seeing in Lincoln County.
So I know, for instance, at the Foley precinct, there is a long line. It's for them waiting on the ballot, sadly, from us, not because everybody showed up at once. Our machines and my judges do an excellent job of getting people checked in pretty timely. This is a very long ballot with lots of information on it, so it is taking folks a longer time to actually cast their votes today.
And then just again, just to make sure I have it, what you had anticipated for turnout today and then what it's looking or trending to be so far?
We anticipated about 56%, which is a high number for a midterm general election, and we are well over 60 at this time.
Well, anything else about the situation today I haven't asked about or we've missed?
Not that I can recall at this moment. As you can imagine, it's been a long, stressful day. So,
I absolutely can.
And we really feel awful. I feel awful about this for our residents. We pride ourselves on trying to get the voters in and out as quickly as possible. And I do apologize that this is happening. We are working as hard as we can to get it rectified.
Well, and I can imagine that not every jurisdiction has the ability to print like you are now, or is that with a vendor that you have, or is that something you do in-house?
Correct. It's through our vendor, ES&S. We have what's called a ballot on demand printer.
Well, thank you so much for doing this. I know you are so busy there, so I'll let you get back to it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.